Conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The past few years have featured an explosion of streaming services, but there are maybe signs that consumers are deciding that enough is enough. Let's check in with Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. Find him on Twitter, at Tom Lason. Tom, thank you for joining us today. And the latest person to have their time in the barrel is Paramount Global, which, of course, the owner of Paramount Pictures, the TV and film studio, the Paramount Plus streaming service, the CBS television network and its associated properties. Shares falling 25% after a weak earnings report, and it's those streaming losses leading the way.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, I'm going to start an NFT with a podcast about crypto. What am I saying there in kind of a tongue-in-cheek way? That this is just another example of sort of bubble behavior that we're seeing here. We've gone through these bubbles, and I frankly think we're going into one on AI right now. But, you know, the attitude with streaming was went from you've got to be in it to win it to, oh, my gosh, this is really hard. You've talked about Paramount Global trying to diversify. Their TV properties dropped 7 to 8%, you know, MTV, Comedy Central and whatnot. But Paramount, get this, lost $511 million, half a billion dollars last year, and another $1.7 billion in costs to combine Paramount and Showtime, looking for those efficiencies and those synergies. Backish, CEO Bob Backish says that this is going to be peak losses for the streaming business with profitability, of course, coming next year. But I'm not sure when you pointed out what the shares are doing if the market's buying that.
And once again, the problem that the streaming services are discovering is the same problem that television is facing, the same problem that radio's been facing, the same problem that print has been facing. And that is you replace your traditional dollars with digital dimes. No one has, I mean, the future-oriented strategy hasn't really worked for anybody. And that's a downside. That's the thing that keeps everybody up at night. But the thing that should also help you sleep better is that no one's figured it out yet. So the solution is just around the corner, and you could very well be a part of it.
Well, yeah, the solution is going to end up probably being consolidation. How much room is there in any vertical, Rob, for car companies or airlines, you name it? And I will tell you that in kind of a backdoor way, I think this is part of the writer's strike. We talked about this before. The internet is a disintermediating force, and trading those dollars for dimes is a part of this whole thing. Oh, and by the way, we're also possibly going into a recession where ad dollars are going to drop anyway. So it is hard to make a profit in this stuff. Producing hit shows is really hard. Getting the right people on the bus to produce those programs is really hard. And, you know, there isn't going to be 20 streaming services charging you $7.99 a month. For the rest of eternity. That's going to change.
This is a food for thought for a longer conversation later, but the first sector of the entertainment industry to really kind of get hit with both barrels by digital disruption was the music business. And it was a long and painful transition process, but they finally figured it out. And at least it took 20 years, but they found an economic model that worked for them.
Yeah, there's going to be winners and losers. There, just like with the airlines or like we mentioned any other vertical, there are going to be a handful of successful streamers who are able to be efficient, produce things that are not $100 million an episode, and have robust pricing power with a good group of subscribers, and they're going to make it. And then we're going to be on to the next thing.
Tom Lason, media analyst in Seattle, thanks for joining us this afternoon. If you missed any...